here we go. Let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi, friends. Man, Bravo's about to ramp the fuck up. I'm excited for Summerhouse. I'm really excited for New Jersey. I feel like this is our season.
I hope Summerhouse is good. It does look good.
I mean, they're going to be working and living together. How can it not be good?
Where are they working? Isn't it?
No, because they're quarantining because they're all working remotely.
Oh, that's what they meant by it.
Yeah.
Working
all
in the house.
Stuck in house together. Oh, it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. First, I have a confession to make about it's getting bad. I'm like at a Justine level addiction to the Scandinavian swimmers from Trader Joe's. I now don't go in there and not buy a pack. And like Dorian and I just sit there.
I'm going
like,
to go to Trader Joe's. You have to give me a list of your top Trader Joe's. Okay.
But the Scandinavian swimmers, my friend Munch described them as a homemade Sour Patch, which I thought was brilliant. They're the best and I can't stop eating them and I need to just not buy
get
them
some.
For like
I
three
love
trips.
Them.
It's sick. Like it's,
I love
it's
anything
an addiction.
Like that. Oh,
I don't think you should. It'll
growing
take you down
up
a dark path.
In Rochester, New York, this was way, way, way pre-COVID. I don't know if they had them here, but huge bulk sections, how they used to have.
Oh, yep.
And the candy and you'd steal it and you'd be eating it and your mom would tell you you're going to jail. So the whole time you're walking through the store and you're like, they're going to get
Do you remember Sweet Factory? It used to be in the
mall.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
I got my hand slapped for tasting one of the things. She was like, excuse me. I was like 12. I was like,
that's part of it. No,
yeah,
you don't.
Fuck?
And you don't touch someone else's cake.
Could
you imagine?
Somebody has like a huge bag of candy. It's like, fuck off. I'm gonna give you $7 for 30 cents worth of product.
Yeah,
of course.
That was the biggest rip in the entire world. My parents they would tell me to fuck off. I'd try to go in there, but I mean, of course I know. Great. I would love to go to that Dillon's. All that stuff is going to be gone.
I know, right? Okay. Before we get into
so good
all things Bravo, a few announcements for the good of the order. We're interviewing Ari from 90 Day the Other Way this weekend. So there is a post up on our Instagram
this weekend.
Story.
What is a weekend,
right? Escape 2 Pod. Escape to Reality Podcast on Instagram. You can shoot your questions for Ari or you can DM us there or on Twitter.
I think it'll be nice to talk to her.
Yeah. Hopefully she hasn't listened.
Binyam is going to flash the pod. We were pretty nice to her, I think, towards the end.
Ish.
We were pro-mommy. She was just, you know, once she gave birth and she's going crazy about the circumcision, that was good entertainment.
Yeah, that's true. True. So that's coming your way probably early Feb. So we'll drop that early next week. Bling Empire is happening on Patreon. We're doing a Valentine's Day rewatch on Patreon. We're doing Welcome to Plathville. Just for Justine and anyone who cares, we're doing Wendy Williams biopic and documentary.
I love when you said that to me. I woke Tyler up out of his sleep and
I bet
said,
you did.
Geneva wants to do a Wendy Williams episode.
I mean, how could we not? You would die.
It looks pretty good. And they're,
I love a Lifetime biopic.
They are blowing it out of the
that's why I texted you because LA Times had an interview with her. I was like,
oh, did they really? I'll have to read that.
I was going to send
you
the link.
Really marketing herself. I mean, she's on shows never, ever would. She's working hard.
So all that is on Patreon, patreon.com.
Does it look good or does it look ridiculous?
I just read an interview. I didn't even watch anything. I think
it'll
be ridiculous, but good.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's going to be good. Come check us out. And it'll be fun. We're also doing a Patreon live for our birthdays because we each celebrate a birthday in February. Look at that. So it'll be fun. Come join us, friends. And thank you to everybody who joined us in January. It was so fun kicking off the year with you all. We love you. And that's it. Can we start with Southern Charm? Because I was enthralled.
It's great.
Craig?
Best reunion. His hair.
Craig's hair, the outfit, the like really, I don't give a fuck
drugs.
Vibe.
Is he drunk?
I think they were all a little drunk, at least.
He was nuts. You're trash.
Wait, okay. So I'm sure you've seen on Instagram, like everybody's turned into a private eye trying to figure out what he said with the MLB player and that they think it's A-Rod.
My gut would
Madison.
Be Jeter, but
I would say Jeter too because
he's married, right?
the thing with Jeter too is Jeter historically has been like a pro at being a dog, but no one knows about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that was his reputation. Like just that he, nobody could ever pin anything on him because he was slick as fuck. But people are saying it's A-Rod.
I guess people are like zooming in on A-Rod, but I guess I just don't believe it. See A-Rod wanting her. What's he want with her? I don't know. If Jeter seems like he likes that caliber of chick. He's into that.
You're right. Right.
I don't know. I just picture Jeter.
A-Rod. That'd be wild. Jennifer Lopez.
I would see A-Rod screwing a dude before he's screwing another woman. I honestly do. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I wonder. I guess it was in what you. Who knows? I can't even. It doesn't keep my. I'm interested, but I'm not interested enough to read and really care. And I wish I could just absorb it.
And know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think Craig. Craig is one of the most comedic people to me ever. And like when Andy was saying essentially that, like, I mean, out of everybody, Craig's really used this platform most to his advantage. And he's sitting there like, mm-hmm. Yes, I have. Like, I thought that
million dollar orator. What are they doing? Maybe it's a hotel or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Good for him. And I love how Shep's like, can you send me some money? Good for Craig. And he has nothing. He's not doing anything probably, but he's making money.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody,
he's got to be doing something.
He's the front of the, you know, brand. He's
that girl. I hope.
Oh God. The assistant
got her payday, right? Cause she's the, what they owe it all to.
Yep.
Isn't that sick? I would not be someone's bitch like that and not be making a ton of money.
No, definitely.
No way.
Oh my God.
But what do you think about Madison? She really kind of grosses me out. She turns my stomach the way she's such a money hungry whore.
She's I don't think she's a very good person. I like the way she was preening and like sitting there, and I absolutely hated her outfit. I thought that dress was hideous. She just I think she likes seeing people affected by her presence, if that makes sense. Like she likes to see Austin all fucked up. She likes to see Craig heated. All this kind of shit is exactly what she wants. She wants a reaction out of people. She's great at getting one. Great.
She's not even pretty anymore because she's so ugly on the inside. I find her attractive.
I was dying laughing when she said, like, shut your Muppet mouth to Austin. That got me because he does have a mouth like a Muppet. I watch way too much Sesame Street these days.
Someone posted that he looks like Kermit and Miss Piggy is her. And I thought that was great. I never would have thought about that. Oh, my God. You know, she's posting tweets or text, private texts with Jay Cutler.
She's
garbage. Like, do you really have to be post? What are you, a housewife? I guess she's on the Southern Charm, but she's just so desperate. And
the
quickest way to
quickest way to never be with another celebrity is pull the shit she's pulling.
Yes.
Right now. Do you know what I mean? That's the quickest way to never have anybody fuck with you. So it's an interesting choice that she's doing. I don't know. I think
she gets up in there with Jay Cutler. And
but what would the show be without
messages?
Madison,
Jay's like, where are you? I'm coming to town.
I saw.
Oh, he's like such a doofus. And it seems like texts were deleted. It's not even legit. She's such a scumbag. Yeah, it would be. She saved the show for sure.
Sure. Because this season without it, it's like, what are we even watching? I think Catherine looks bizarre. It's like she looks like a different person.
She looks like pregnant piss. She's so urine, like so fluorescent. She's so gross.
That's quite a description.
That's what she looked like to me with that blonde hair and the
weird
makeup
dress.
And the makeup that was like somebody did that HD makeup and fucked her over because you could see it on her face. You know that?
Yeah, like the spray on, the air spray, whatever that's called.
I don't know. Makeup's
anytime
too
I've
much.
Done that, it's too much.
Can we just look at normal ugly? Can everyone just be ugly then and we'll just adjust what's pretty? I mean, why does it have to be so extreme? She looks sick.
Yeah.
And what I felt like I was watching that Disney movie. I just ruined the thought. Cinco de Mayo with a guy with the dead grandparents. You have to, when I'm looking at what's her face?
Coco.
It's like watching Coco with Danny. She looks dead.
She looks terrible.
Looks so stressed out. And she can't even talk there. Like,
no,
bravo.
I know. And she tries to talk. She's like, even when she was talking about Shep, it was like her voice was like breaking. It's like, what? Why can't you speak in a clear, normal voice? I don't understand what's happening. It disturbs
me. It's like, no, you never dated Shep. Shep came in your face and gave you chlamydia. And then this bitch blew your spot up on national television. She's terrible. To do that to poor Danny is disgusting.
I know.
That was vile.
And Shep, like Shep's redemption story. I love everybody, like Austin. Austin, like just the way these guys defend each other, where he's like, listen, it was the best thing that ever happened to him because you really learned. And then like Lev is like, you're romanticizing cheating. And they're like, I guess
that's a great point. Yeah, like, oh my God. And like, poor Taylor, he can't not kiss someone in a stairwell because he's blacked out. He's such a drunk. He might not be a bad person. He's a drunk.
I have like way more of an issue with somebody like, I mean, I understand like a relationship or whatever, but like you can't even control yourself. Like you're just making out with a random in a stairwell. Why is that like, that's crazy.
Because he's blacked out. But that is so gross. I feel like he belongs in Madison. Everybody doesn't agree with me, but he doesn't, that Taylor should kick him to the curb. If he is some, he's kissing, that's not okay.
Yeah, I do feel like he's changed though. He seems like a little, yeah. maybe I
wouldn't
a
be
sucker.
Kissing. I would have thought he changed if he didn't kiss any, if he didn't cheat on her.
Yeah, true.
I would have. Yeah. That's such gross behavior. Grow the fuck up, Shep. This poor little Taylor. She should go make it even.
And then Craig's girlfriend, like on a reality show before, and they're like,
oh, when she was on, and I agree with them. She should have brought that up. Like I met Andy Cohen.
Also, this is why Madison's shady, and Andy caught it. She lied on the text and said like sorry two additional times when she was reading it. And then when Andy read it, he was like, well, you added in a couple extra sorries. Like she fucking lied and then gave him the phone for him to read it. It was like,
she's
come on.
Slick. Yeah, she's like slick. Tyler, if he was a salesman, like he'll get into a pitch, you know, yeah. And he'll sell you.
Craig, I know need. Craig is probably, I mean, like I'm not saying
I like
Craig is.
I love Craig.
I find Craig yeah. an entertaining, crucial part of this show.
Oh, he's great.
He allows you to see everything. And I think he's so unself-aware that it makes it hilarious to watch. And I love it.
The show is that is now it's now Austin is an integral part. I never would have
yes.
thought.
Yep.
It's Shep, Austin, and Craig. It's them.
Yeah.
The three
it's
of them.
Their show.
And the yeah. women are interchangeable. It yep. would be best if it was all
no women.
If it was only women they dated.
Yes.
Or involved in the show.
I couldn't agree more. That's all
they
I need.
They don't need. And no. Leva. Yeah. Sorry. You were on it. You know, nobody.
No.
It just made you look like, you know, a little nutty a little bit. Yep. I agree with, you know, I like her, but
yeah,
I feel bad, you know.
Yep. It is
sucks.
What it is.
And I hope that they make it financially through the COVID, you know.
God, me too.
1 second you're freaking kicking Shep out and the next.
Yeah.
That's why you want to be Shep's money where money's coming in forever. And
yep, absolutely.
Your grandparents. Did some things.
All right. What do you want to talk next? Oh, I gotta say, for Atlanta, I do not like this season. I thought it was something. Now I think they're showing they're forcing
blaming COVID or
forcing Drew way too hard. Don't care about Drew.
If your husband's leaving and cheating on you. If you have three kids and COVID hits and you had a surgery, maybe skip being a housewife. Maybe Bravo says you got too much going on.
Yeah, it just seems like I don't get why we should care this much. Like she's literally, you see her at home more than you see Portia. It's like, give us more Portia.
Yes.
Why am I watching Drew?
Portia was like a supporting character this episode. Right. I agree with you.
And then Toya, the Kenya and Toya fake friendship that like they're together 24/7 suddenly like Kenya's sucking her dick. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't
really
like it
weird.
At all.
And I'm not flying in a plane like that. I'll take a taxi.
No,
I don't want to fly in a private jet like that. Unless I'm in a real jet. That's not a jet.
That's not a jet.
That's a puddle that's like jumper.
Yes. That's like what you take.
That's a
like
death
when you're
trap.
Like in Seattle and going to one of the Washington Islands. Like
yeah.
This is not a plane. I'm not into it.
Or you land in the Bahamas, I feel like.
If
and
that's the type of private
somewhere.
I'm paying for, I'm flying like commercial first class.
Yes. Or I'd rather sit in the luggage department than die on that airplane. That seems like a nightmare. I don't ever know.
Yeah, but I agree with you. Like, I agree with your initial assessment, which is this is a weird season. I think the trip's going to give us some good
better.
Shit because obviously they're setting up the sexual vibe. by like their conversations in the car and talking about threesomes. So like the producers yeah. showing us something's gonna come.
They always do talk. Yeah, Candy and them. Yep. Colin. And say, but isn't Tanya supposed to be there?
Yeah, she's there.
Oh, she's Tanya's there.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is when oh. they're all having sex with the stripper or something.
Supposedly, right?
I love that.
That I'm
we get that
for.
Episode out of this whole season. Yeah. It's worth yeah, it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that's pretty good. Who's ever's feet up in the air? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Call me stupid gossip, but it's fun to see.
Oh, absolutely.
I swear my neighbor who probably listens to this podcast is going to murder us. He bought this like decrepit house or his uncle owned it and I can see it. But I swore I saw a little boy in the window close the blinds. Wasn't the guy. And Tyler's like, you're seeing things. I'm like,
oh, like what if you live next door to somebody who's been,
like, yeah. And then I'm like telling the kids and Tyler's like if this neighbor comes and talks to you, you don't even talk back. You just run. You run as fast as you can. And Tyler's like, calm down, Justine. Don't scare him. I'm like, stranger danger. They got to know.
You're I mean, like you Home Alone.
The shit out of
like
him.
You're scared of that. Like when he's scared of that old man, then he ends up being like the sweetest guy ever.
Or Sandlot. You know? They do. Yeah. The ball goes over. They don't get it. Oh, but Kenya, what's everybody going to bring the babies? I mean, I can understand Portia being upset, but they're all upset they can't bring their kids.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
They're working.
I mean, also
it's nice, but
why are you bringing your kid if she's with the nanny and all you're doing is sleeping with her every night? Yeah, but don't bring the kid.
Right.
Like, what are we doing?
Oh, that poor Kenya. She's so screwed with that Mark. He's gonna just screw with her for forever.
Totally. Terrible decision. Anything else on Atlanta?
No, we'll just have to see, I guess.
Yeah. All right, let's talk Salt Lake City and Jen's Hot Mess Express.
This is a good episode.
It's a good episode. What it made me realize is a few things. One, I think Heather is phenomenal. She's a really good housewife because she's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
She's standing up to crazy ass Jen.
Mm-hmm.
She's like,
amazing.
Yeah, she's good.
And she's a star.
She has a backbone.
But she has a backbone and she doesn't, and it's believable and it's sweet and it's heartwarming and you root for her.
Yes. So I think I think the number two revelation for me is without Jen, they don't have a show really. Like, what are they going to, what are we seeing if there's
that
no
is
Jen?
True. Even though like, I'm sick of her. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, she's a complete disaster.
I know what you mean.
She's really, she has no self-awareness. Like
she's mental.
When
or
they
she's...
were talking to her with the hypnotist, she, it was like,
oh, that lady's a hypnotist.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's just a nut job. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, her own same type. Thing. But like the way the things they were saying to her, it was like foreign. Like she couldn't even conceptualize their opinion. Makes you realize how like she's on her own planet. 100%.
And her eyes are just like in another planet. And when Heather walked in the room and she's sitting there in her face, I laughed out loud. It was kind of hysterical.
Oh, yeah. And like, no, listen, Jen is giving us nuts. Looks, but like, if you have that many people, you should look a level above everyone else. Do you know what I mean? If seven people are helping you get ready, you better look like Kim Kardashian
that
at
print.
The Oscars. Like,
that Hawaii, that like flower print or whatever. That
it's like Versace from
Mixing
J-Lo
and Matching.
War, you know?
It is. It is that, huh? People are saying, oh, you're a bitch on Twitter because I put, why is she wearing a headband all the time? I felt like she wore it more than twice. So people are saying I'm not. The night before, I thought she was wearing a headband before. I swear I've seen her wear it more than twice. But
yeah,
she is fascinating.
Definitely fascinating. Raging on the phone to her husband. Like, hey, blah, 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 blah. Just, yeah, she's.
I wonder he wants to travel so much.
Right?
I feel bad. She's really. Either do you think they're gonna keep her?
I don't know. Like when they were like, who doesn't trust Jen? And everybody raised their hands, and then it was like, who doesn't trust Heather? And she raised her hand. It was like, what's wrong with you, woman? I don't know. They have to keep her, I think, because Mary isn't willing to engage in the bullshit. Yes, she's crazy, but she's not gonna.
Or they're not letting her for some reason.
Or something. Like she's withdrawn.
Someone not letting her go on the trip because she seems like she wants to be on the trip.
Oh, I didn't get that sense.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I felt like she was like, oh, of course Jen would ruin the trip. If I was there, I wouldn't ruin it. That's how I felt like she was.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like Bravo knows some. I think Jen and Mary are not great friends to watch together. I wish they could get along.
Me too. Cause they're, if they were on the same side, that would be really funny.
Was there friendship before things happened? Is it all the hospital talk? Is that all that they're fighting over? There's more.
And then Mary said that Lisa
can't keep
Meredith
track of everyone's drama.
Jen, they're scared of Jen. Like that was Mary.
Oh God. I mean, I told for it's not nice, but it's a wake up call. Like, huh? Maybe I should be a little softer with my eyes.
She just doesn't get it at all. Like she really.
Heather screaming at her in the room, like, this isn't them. You lost your mind.
Like
she's
when she
a
was
good
like,
friend.
This is not that situation. Like the situation is you're the one who fucked up, you know? And like, she's saying that to her face. That's why. I think.
And Meredith is like, she's not in touch with reality.
Mm-hmm.
She's making Meredith and Lisa look good. I really did enjoy them all together as a group this time.
Yeah.
I'm growing to know them more. And if they don't waste my time with Mary's scenes, either Mary's in or out.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah. One or the other.
Whitney, if her hair was not so fake looking or real, I'd like her with long hair. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she looks great either way. I mean, her eyebrows and her bad Botox.
I just love the long hair.
Up.
Oh, she's Botox out of control.
Yeah, that's why her eyebrows are so high.
Whitney
like she fucked her face up and now it looks more normal. Like whatever she did right before the season was like not.
Uh-huh.
Not right.
Whitney, that Groupon Botox. Whitney seems like I can't believe she's not in porn. She looks like a porn star. She gives porn star vibes and she's got the perfect story excommunicated from the church. I'm shocked. It's either housewives or porn. She's not, and she maybe because she got that guy. I don't know, but
yeah.
What else? Meredith screwing other guys, but not telling her best friend. I'd be pissed if you were screwing somebody and not giving me the dirt, you know?
Meredith is a shady character to me, 100%. Also, when she was like pacing around her hotel room on the phone, she's like, I miss you. What have you been doing? And then I thought it was her husband. It was her son. It's like this codependent kind of sick. I don't know. Meredith is my least favorite. By far.
My mom barely talks to my brother. It's more accepted if it's a daughter. But even then, I mean, these people are technically working, I guess. But he called to say the dog shit in my.
I literally almost cried.
It's like, shut the fuck up. Jen saying that she's, I don't know if we talked about it. I just missed it. Jen saying that she's going to drown Whitney in the lake.
Oh yeah.
Like, that is intense.
Yeah, that is intense. She says some crazy
playful.
Shit. No,
it wasn't play. Yeah.
There's
I don't see her doing it, but like, it's not funny.
There's nothing playful.
Maybe
about
somebody
her
could,
to me at all.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more desperate. Like she's going to slit her throat at night or something. Like she's like, telling her husband, like, I'm going to do it. And she just seems on edge. And she went on the show to get happiness and it's bringing more strife or something.
Yeah.
She seems very unhinged. And it's amazing to meet these housewives. And I don't remember seeing a Jen so out the gate, and she's been nuts every single episode. She has not been like an even keel character.
Not at all. She's like a Danielle.
Yeah, even Danielle can keep it together more. I feel like Danielle's not screaming around her kids their entire lives, even though Danielle did a lot of other stuff. If Jen just seems like she's really, I can't imagine what's going on.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's needed for this cast because otherwise I think it would be very boring.
Oh, yeah.
Because they would have tried to just present this nice little Salt Lake City picture, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
If only it wasn't so extreme.
Right.
Yeah. She doesn't even remember that they've made up. She's so nuts.
Right.
She doesn't seem like she's drunk, right?
Oh, not really. Just raging. A lot of rage.
Like there is a lot of rage. I wonder what it means.
Yeah. What else? Anything else on Salt Lake?
A lot of it has to do with the dad. Her dad, maybe, too. Maybe that's what it is. It was not a good time for her to be on the boat. Because it seems like she's a pretty practical woman. Her kids seem okay. The husband, I don't think, would have put up with it this long, 20 something years.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe it is like a short-term behavior issue, but I don't know.
And he wasn't, they got to get in therapy about just the fact that she brought up he didn't go to the funeral. I think about it. I lay up at night like, why wasn't he at the funeral? I wonder too. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
To be like, eh, you got to make that shit happen in life. That's a divorce maker.
Yeah, agreed. Got to be there for sure. What else?
That's it. I like it. I think they'll have a strong second season if they do things right.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Everybody needs a friend like Heather. She's got redeeming qualities. That's the sweetest thing anybody could ever say.
Right. You
know, it'd be so easy. 9 out of 10 people would have just gone in on her. You know, it was nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk shit about Dallas.
What happened in Dallas?
I love Tiffany and her daughters that are going to grow up and be badasses like her. You know, sorry, Carrie, it's nice you make necklaces, but Tiffany is doing something extraordinary and she does deserve, you know, us to kiss her ass a little bit about it.
I do kind of have an issue with whenever Bravo shows these type of women, like successful women who are working, their storyline is always the plight of wanting to stay home. This bothers me.
Yeah.
I've noticed this.
But I think that is her truth. Yeah.
No, I understand that, but it's like always, they're always showing that same, like women who are doctors.
They could choose any line, right?
Yeah.
Right,
and it's
right.
Like, yeah. I get it. Like,
I understand.
Feel,
yeah.
I feel for her because that has to be incredibly difficult, but it's like, why can't we just show a woman who is working and like the struggle's real, right? But she has to keep working.
And how good she's doing and the positive things that it shows with the daughter. Yes. There must be scenes where the daughters are like, oh, I can do. I agree with you. That's a very good point.
But I feel for her.
That is true.
Rough. Not never being home is terrible.
And women just love to kill themselves. Of course, her daughters are going to say, we want you home. You know that you're their mom. But what she's doing, the kids. Fine.
The people.
She probably sees them perfectly. I see my kids 24/7. It's good to have a break.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yep.
My days were the best when I was working and mix. I mean, it's just too extreme.
Right. I think Carrie she's kind of trying to position herself here as like a central figure. I feel like, you know, like she's really in the mix way more than last season.
I think she blew a producer. I wouldn't be shocked if she breaks up with her husband because they are pushing her like she's Carrie fucking Bradshaw.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's everywhere.
I mean, they must not have, I don't know.
Her going in on Deandra in the van was like hilarious to me. I don't know why I think it's so funny because it honestly is kind of bullying.
Oh, no,
it's
very
warm
funny.
Shots. It's warm shots. Come on. You're the hostess. What a hostess do? Oh, you didn't bring ice? You didn't fucking bring ice. All right. Like, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I do too. I find it hilarious.
They got to the winery. She wouldn't even give her. She's like, the platter is beautiful. Well, yeah, because she didn't make it. Deandra didn't do any of this. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, they seem like a married couple. It really is funny.
Deandra
really goes in on her. She's cutthroat like a bulldog. It's like, I would just stop talking to Carrie if people were talking to me like that. But
absolutely.
Or maybe it's, or if it's or if fun and jest, you know, it seems like they like you. I think maybe if Deandra asked her, hey, can you back off a little? Maybe Carrie would. Or what do you
see?
Think?
I think Deandra's too sensitive for this type of relationship. It takes a certain type of person, you know, to be able to banter like that and beat and not like, get offended.
And a long time in a friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
To know someone really loves you out of, and it's not, it's 100% jest or some people you just click with that, you know, they mean well. Yeah.
I think Deandra seems a little off to me. Like, I'm sorry. I found the head thing fucking creepy as shit. The way she was doing the jester voice or what's that called? Like ventriloquist doll. It was like, what am I watching? This is very weird.
That
like,
was
ride
wacky.
It out all the way into the winery is like, you're now freaking me out. I don't know.
It was weird when she was holding it up. It was like Troop Beverly Hills. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like it. DeAndra's an interesting character. Mm-hmm. She's an interesting person.
Oh yeah.
I wonder, she's so like a rich kid person. She's probably got a $5,000 coffee maker that her and Stephanie have in common. And just, she's like, oh, I don't know how to use it.
Right. You
know? She's just, that's great. What a life.
Yeah. Right.
Somehow she's made it. They're selling like dirt, not hard night. Good morning. You drunk, like the worst name on the planet. Somehow it survived COVID. No way.
Long night. Good morning. Is that what it's called?
Hard night. Good morning.
Hard night. I see.
It's horrible. It's terrible. Horrible. It's the worst name on the planet.
Yeah. Oh, Carrie cracked me up when she said at one point to DeAndra, she was like, here you go, DeAndra, my little pain in the ass. I thought that shit was hilarious. Like she's talking to her. Like
I find that endearing and cute. I thought that. See, at that point, I was like, oh, she's just joking. But
it's funny.
Some people can take Carrie. Some people can't.
Right.
Her daughter was funny impersonating her.
Oh my God, hilarious. And she's like, and if I want to talk to my mom, like, then you know that, like, it's, she's trying or something. Like, she said something about, like, if I want to talk to my mom every day, then you know, like, I'm going through it or something.
It's like, you wouldn't think her voice would be soothing, but it actually is. Like, I love this kid. I know. God. Something happened. They just lost a little kid close to their family. I'll stop looking into it because it was on Instagram. It wasn't her son, maybe a nephew. He looked young. But it's sad. Like, God. And Brandy, I watched this TikTok. It caught me by surprise. Some girl named she was saying, I love you, Kennedy. I love you, Kennedy. And she was like pressed and she told herself she loved herself for like a month straight. By the end, I'm like bawling. And it was just so sweet. And maybe Brandy is trying. I don't know. And she's like telling herself she loves her and
the affirmations. Yeah. I mean, listen, if she's doing the work, great.
Yeah. I give if she can actually grow from it and Tiffany doesn't keep it a storyline, impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that's true. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
And Stephanie trying to like prove
Tiffany
herself to
anybody,
Travis
though, before this show
doesn't seem like it.
That's stupid.
Yeah. It's another weird move by Bravo. Again, like if it's not authentic, I don't want it. And
it's
I think Tiffany's
friendship.
Great. Right.
Yeah.
But if you're just
kind of feel the energy in the room. Mm-hmm. All right, go on. Sorry. What about Stephanie?
Oh, Stephanie and the like getting her freaking office
abuse
ready. Yeah, right. Painting and like I don't like I don't
constantly
like
constantly prove to your husband that you're not a piece of you're not dumb. Yeah, like
right.
You can actually get it done. You can paint and get it. I can get it done.
Yep. Sad.
Movers would have helped. I mean, like, you're busy. I mean, he's such an asshole. I really don't like him. There was one season I did.
Terrible.
It's just so derogatory. It's just so belittling.
Very belittling. Never forget, it started with a to-do list. If fucking Dorian ever gave me a to-do list as he was walking out the door, that shit would end up his ass. Cause there's no way. Are you kidding?
No way.
No.
Where's
your to-do list, bro? Come on.
Serious.
No.
It's a weird dynamic with them too.
Yeah, totally.
She's just, when I got married, I thought I had to give it all up. Getting married, anything. Having kids is the only thing that should hold you back in life. Not a man.
No.
I don't care if you're married or whatever. Unless, you know, he gives you a kidney. You don't owe him shit, George Lopez.
What else?
Brandy's head on a stick was very bizarre.
Very bizarre.
Brandy's sense of humor is just like that. It is weird. Brandy is the first mother I've ever really, or her daughters, I can see them being a drunk lunatic just like her.
Who?
Like
with
Brandy's daughters. Oh. They're going to grow up to be exactly like her.
Yes.
And drunk and just, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, they look so similar.
Yeah. The redhead genes, man. Strong as hell.
And then they get a, somehow Stephanie calls up and is like, I got a baby for you. You want him? And it's a redheaded baby. Like, what?
So weird.
And they bring it down like it's Lion King. I mean, it's bizarre. Love Dallas. It is another world.
It totally is.
Oh, DeAndre's husband. Now, they stayed married longer than I thought. He's getting uglier. His close-up wasn't pretty. I thought it was funny him making fun of her. And then DeAndre, when him saying, I can get all the pills I want, unlimited pills. What does that mean? Does
DeAndre have this scene? When was this?
He was like, oh, being married to you is great because I can get all the pills I want. It was like it was a real quick right before they got in the car. And I was like, what? It was weird. Huh. What do you think of the husband?
Seems okay. I mean, they seem like they have a decent marriage, no?
Do they? Okay.
I don't know.
I hope so.
They cook together. They do like Top Chef little styles, you know?
That is cute.
I think as long as the checks are rolling in, he's sticking around. I mean,
yeah,
but she's been engaged, 75 times. So I think, you know, they made it
13
deal.
Times.
13 times.
That's God. I wish we could have that on tape.
All 13.
I would watch
DeAndre
in a
Runaway
really
Bride.
Well, Judd Apatow produced like 13 engagements movie.
Yeah.
Like DeAndre.
Yeah. She's all right.
I think DeAndre's a beaten little donkey and her mom's beat the shit out of her. And she's had to go up and down that canyon her whole life. And she's finally having fun being herself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Wanting a donut. She's so cute. She's cried in a closet a lot of her life.
Yes. It is good for her to like be out and live in life. She's not my favorite, but she's all right.
She's not my favorite, but I like her. I think
I don't really love anybody on Dallas like I think you do. Like Cameron's fine, but I think she's probably an asshole if you met her.
Yeah.
I think they're probably all dicks.
I don't love them. I don't love any. None of them would make my top list. I just like the group. It's just light.
Yes, it is light. That is true.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
They're just having fun, drinking, yelling at each other, drunk. That's all I want is them yelling at each other over warm rosé. That's a valid reason.
Yeah.
Get me in here without a fucking ice bucket.
No bathroom. Yeah, totally.
I'm gonna piss in this ice bucket.
All right. Last but not least, below Snorefest.
This was the most boring episode ever.
So boring. Well, because they had no guests. When you have a bad cast, the guests are everything, right? They had no guests. I think Elizabeth and James are a bunch of sluts who should be kicked off the boat. I think it's disrespectful. Time to go.
They went into the guest room like it's a hotel.
And then slept there. And like, then she's like, what? I mean, we were on the edge of the bed. It's like, what?
I've had friends like that where it's just, they're so dumb and you just, they can't keep a job. She's dumb. How many times does she have to tell you? You wake up every day, go check the laundry. Don't ask her.
That's what it is. She's just dumb and you're witnessing it in full effect. And she's uncoachable because
brain
capacity can't. Yeah, she shouldn't. Listen, she almost poisoned people. I mean, to me, honestly, like, again, I'm not a Francesca fan, but if you look at the history of the shit,
she's getting better.
It's time to go.
Yeah.
Bye.
She's actually, I like her. She's growing on me.
Yeah, she's getting better. Francesca. But like the breakfast where she's not like, She doesn't listen to Rachel about the food, like running the food. That kind of shit's annoying, you know?
Yeah. The chef is everyone's boss.
Yeah.
Especially when food's cooking.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the chef should always be the boss because food is going to make people the happiest. They do not want cold eggs. They want hot eggs. So you get the food up there immediately and then you're fine. Food and drink, food and beverage to this is 70% of the trip, probably.
They should have a stew just for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I guess they do, but it's just they need four. Somebody on the deck crew needs to be a swapper and they work all the meals or especially the dinner.
Yeah.
Or breakfast too. Why is breakfast? We're hungry. We're out here on this boat. Breakfast should be magical on the freaking boat. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Mm. Lunch maybe is a little more low key.
Right.
But yeah. Breakfast, I need hot coffee. I need freaking. If my throat isn't burning from my hot coffee, I'm pissed.
I'm going to go an iced coffee on a boat. I don't know.
Oh, I'm drinking. I need hot coffee. I'm not ice in the morning. Mm. I'm a hot coffee when it's 5. I don't know. Mental. Mm. The electric chair doesn't kill me the first time. I just don't want to hear about UTIs.
No, I don't either.
Like, understand how everyone can have one.
Yeah, just
think I changed the toilet paper. I don't know. I don't want to hear about, especially the cook having any type of intestinal issues.
Nor do I.
And I hated this episode.
Yeah, boring. Very boring.
It's nice they go clean up the, I liked that he set that up, cleaning up the ocean. But.
Oh, okay, guys. We saw the preview that Jackie and David Siegel are coming back, and we will be interviewing Jackie following her Below Deck 2. They get 2 episodes, evidently. So send us your questions. We're going to watch the Queen of Versailles again. Oh, yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, I got to watch that.
You've never watched
right.
it?
No.
Oh,
what is it?
A
doc? Or
yeah, it's a documentary. They build this house. It's a
I'm
gonna
make Tyler watch
Versailles.
It.
It's sick. Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
I'm gonna rewatch it. She's a special type of. So we're interviewing her.
I think
her.
She's worked with Jeff Lewis too.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be good.
Gosh.
So that'll be coming your way in the next couple of weeks. We're interviewing her following her episode. So like 2 weeks. That's
we
that, guys.
Yeah, we got big things coming up.
Big things coming up in Feb. So check out our Patreon. Thank you again to everybody who joined us in January. You guys are the reason why.
Yeah, we love you.
And we love you. And we'll be back before you know it.